Barack Obama has drawn a big crowd a couple of times in South Carolina. Hillary Clinton has done it once. South Carolina is an early primary state, and Carolina Democrats are hosting a debate on Thursday. Lee Bandy writes a political column for the newspaper The State, which is published in Columbia, South Carolina. And Lee Bandy, I gather that all the Democratic hopefuls are going to be there for this debate.
Yeah, we're told that all of them will be here, so it should be an exciting evening.
What's the general impression of how the Democratic candidates are doing with South Carolina voters?
Well, I think the Democratic candidates have generated a lot more excitement than the Republican candidates, and it's usually the other way around down here.
I just want to ask you about the leading Democratic hopefuls. First of all, Hillary Clinton. Is she regarded favorably by most Democrats? Does she have the problem we've picked up on in many places, which is a lot of people like her, a lot of people don't like her?
Down here, a lot of people don't like her. And this is among Democrats. They find her to be a polarizing figure. She really doesn't seem to be sincere. She is just not a likable candidate. And Democrats are concerned that if she gets the nomination, she could be a drag on the ticket and hurt their chances of getting the White House back.
And is Barack Obama seen as somebody who might have a stronger chance of winning nationally?
Well, he has been very popular down here, and he has the advantage of being a black American, African American in this race. Whoever wins the bulk of the African American vote in this primary will win it, in my opinion.
That would be about 50% of the primary vote, given.
Oh yeah, but I mean, he's not going to get all of it. I mean, Hillary will get a large share of it.
Do you find that Barack Obama is managing to maintain the appeal of being a fresh new face, even as he becomes a little less fresh and new with every passing week?
Well, the concern is he's young and lacks experience, and I think that's his biggest problem right now.
How are the Republican candidates doing there?
Well, of course, no Republican has ever won the nomination without first winning the Republican primary in South Carolina. The Republicans here like to be the first Republican primary in the South, and we are not sure that that's going to happen this time, with everybody wanting to front load and move up.
In South Carolina in 2000, that was the state where John McCain memorably, coming off a good showing in New Hampshire, ran up against a very strong Bush campaign, some say a very dirty campaign, and
yeah,
he lost.
One of the nastiest campaigns I've ever seen.
How's he doing this time?
Well, I think his candidacy has been slipping and fading away. Sometimes you see him, you don't think the fire is in his belly this time.
Well, do such Republicans as Mitt Romney and Rudolph Giuliani, do they actually have any traction with South Carolina Republicans?
Well, Mitt Romney didn't have any traction, and I don't quite understand that. He has spent quite a bit of money down here on his campaign. You know, I never thought I would see the day here in South Carolina that Rudy Giuliani would be the leading candidate.
Rudy Giuliani in
yes.
South Carolina.
Yeah, Mr. Pro-Choice. And Mr. Pro-Gay Rights.
He's doing
leading
well.
Here in the Bible Belt.
Well, thanks so much for talking with us about presidential politics in South Carolina.
Thank you.
That's columnist Lee Bandy of The State, a newspaper published in Columbia, South Carolina.